She awoke each day with happiness to be alive. At last someone had appeared whom she respected and loved, who had become a part of her life, who professed an interest in her. In spite of her illness and the pain of it, she was light, she could be amusing and witty. It was as if she were reborn. She took pains with her appearance and even went so far as a touch of lipstick. It was miraculous to witness. I cannot remember Chen ever talking to anyone else on the telephone, but she called him regularly and he spoke to her for 15 or 20 minutes at a time, holding the receiver to his head to pick up by bone conduction what he was unable to hear. After the calls he would be exhausted. She had no inkling of the hardship it caused him, and if she had, would she have desisted? I doubt it. Love can be selfish too. Eventually, she succumbed to her illness, but her death was peaceful. She had received the greatest gift of all. Finally, after a life spent within an ugly, diseased body, she had found love and happiness, and she had responded. Have I then given you some small insight into the world of Ranpa? It was such a different world from that which we know as normal, and yet so easy to become accustomed to. It was not altogether a simple matter to make the transition into the normal world again after living with him for so many years, and there is one other little story I have to tell which perhaps sums it up quite well. I had come to Vancouver to find a job and a home. I had a few possessions by then that I treasured, but none of the essentials, being by nature not especially practical. My landlord was a decent fellow, and one day he looked in on me, rent collecting I suppose, and noticed that my only cutlery was a penknife and a plastic spoon and fork. Shocked, he invited me upstairs to his place where he had some aspers. He rustled around in his kitchen and produced two sets of cutlery. "Ayo this, eh," he said, pointing to one set. "A's the best. It's pretty, isn't it? Mt it. A, yes, it's lovely. That a TMS so kind of you. A, I was about to pick up the set when he grabbed it before I could. "A-O," said that a TMS the best one. "You can have the other, I don't your TMT need that, and I don't your TMT like it much anyway. But it a TMLL do you all right." A, I was mortified. He must have thought me greedy and grasping. But the truth was that I had lived with Chen for too long. In the world I had left so recently, in his world, if Chen happened to have two of something and he came across someone who wanted whatever it was he had, he always parted with the thing he liked the best and kept the other for himself, quite the opposite of my normal landlord. I can remember him sitting cross-legged on his bed with perhaps two clocks, or two penknives, or two transistor radios. "Ayo now, which do you like the best?" he would ask us. The one selected as the winner, the best one in our opinion and his too, would go to the person he had in mind. Or if he had something that another person coveted or needed, he gave it immediately without fuss or fanfare. He could do without himself even if it was something he liked greatly. I had grown accustomed to that way of giving. So accustomed that I had forgotten that that is not the way it is done in the normal world. But I just wonder, if it were possible for us to emulate his way, his grace, would it perhaps, little by little, spread and become in the end normal for everyone? Once you can get over the hump and start to give freely of yourself, it becomes easy, a habit, and the rewards are enormous. Even though that is not the object of giving, one receives back a hundredfold. Granted, it is hard to imagine a world without greed, but it is not TMT impossible. He did it. So could we. The end.